The assembly actually dealt with the roundabout twice on Tuesday, once during a 40-minute special meeting and again during the regular session. Assembly members Westover, Stein, Kavanaugh, and Osment called the special meeting to consider an ordinance conveying the necessary right-of-ways to allow the state to build the roundabout. Assemblymember Raffelli and Mayor Dapsevich co-sponsored a proposed advisory question to allow voters to weigh in on the matter this fall. With Reber Stein out of town, both items moved on to second readings on votes of 3-3. Over the course of the last year, the Assembly has on several occasions declined to sell or otherwise release the roughly 600 square feet of Swan Lake Park that the state needs to build the roundabout, largely based on safety concerns for bicyclists and pedestrians. Roundabout advocate Bill Foster thought that the Assembly was overreacting and trying to out-engineer the traffic safety engineers.
One assembly member mentioned the words bicycle, roundabout, and suicide in the same sentence. I just believe suicide's a pretty strong word. I don't think the word was appropriate in this situation.
Foster referred to remarks made by assembly member Heidi Raffelli, who at a previous meeting had shared the results of her internet research on the subject of roundabouts. Foster went on to describe the current intersection as the Freedom Triangle, since lengthy traffic delays during the morning, lunch, and evening attracted both demonstrators and political candidates to the site. Additional support from the public came from bicycle-friendly community advocate Matthew Turner, who informed the Assembly that a walkability expert in Sitka for the annual health summit this spring also extolled the safety benefits for pedestrians at roundabouts. Turner said the Assembly would have support from those on bikes or on sidewalks.
I think you've got two groups that are really excited about seeing this go through and would love to help and serve in any capacity in terms of education or with the design.
But not everyone in the public during the special meeting was on board. Ann Wilkinson said she opposed the roundabout, and she also opposed what she thought may be an attempt by the Assembly to circumvent a public vote on the matter.
I just am not sure why we're doing this discussion now. If a positive vote on this ordinance would make a public advisory vote meaningless.
But the four Assembly members who called the special meeting stressed that the issue was mainly about saving money. In next year's budget, the Public Works Department has scheduled over $700,000 in repairs to the city water mains under the intersection. If that work is accomplished at the same time as the DOT is constructing a roundabout, the city's costs would be cut to around $400,000. The savings was money that Assemblymember Cheryl Westover wanted to spend elsewhere.
The possibility of saving $300,000 that we can throw into more potholes on the road really was an impetus for me.
At another special assembly meeting earlier this spring, Westover stepped away from her seat to speak as a member of the public and chastised the assembly for blocking the roundabout and the $2 million in federally funded construction spending it represented. Jack Osment was one of those assembly members who initially opposed the roundabout. He says he's since talked to dedicated cyclists in communities like Bend, Oregon, where roundabouts are common, and he no longer has concerns. Osment's vote could very well swing the issue.
So I have changed my position on this. I believe it's a good thing.
Nancy Kavanaugh also came full circle on the roundabout. After having a number of early concerns about the safety of elderly pedestrians at the Swan Lake Senior Center, although safety remains her priority, Kavanaugh, who a day earlier filed for the mayor's seat, urged the assembly to act with resolve.
This is a right thing to do. And I think the assembly needs to make hard decisions sometimes. It is hard. We can't put every vote out to the every controversial vote for a ballot initiative. It just isn't reasonable. We have to make hard decisions sometimes. And the public process is this meeting and people being able to come up and speak to us and speak to the issue.
Kavanaugh, Osment, and Westover's three votes were sufficient to move the ordinance on to second reading on August 12th. Reber Stein, the fourth assembly member needed to call the special meeting, was out of town. John Sherrod, Marco Dapsevich, and Heidi Raffelli opposed the ordinance. Raffelli said she preferred to pass the roundabout on to the public as an advisory question since there was no consensus on the assembly. During the regular meeting, her proposed ballot language also moved on to second reading on an identical 3-3 split in the vote. Reached by phone on Wednesday in Juneau, State Design Group Chief Pat Carroll says his office is glad the roundabout is back on the table. Due to the cancellation of some other projects in the department, the $2 million in federal highway safety improvement funding for the roundabout is still available in the current fiscal year. Carroll also says that the roundabout is a sufficiently high priority for the state that they'll seek federal money again in 09 for the project if the assembly fails to grant the easements on August 12th. Carroll adds that Sitka is not alone in being reluctant to take on a roundabout. He says that around the country, they're, quote, controversial up front. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.